Episode 21.
You're listening to Comedy Forecast. Comedy in 4 minutes or less.
Hi, this is Clinton. Welcome to, or welcome back to, Comedy Forecast. A reminder that our Give Super Duper Guy a New Secret Identity contest is over on August 31st. So if you haven't gotten in your name for Super Duper Guy or his name to use when he's not Super Duper Guy, please do so. You can find details at the website at comedyforecast.com. And remember, that's with the number 4. Also on the site is a link to the Red Cross. As you know, Hurricane Katrina has wreaked havoc in the southern portion of the United States. It's always a good idea to contribute when and where you can to relief agencies. So an easy way to do that is to check out our site for a link to the Red Cross. But please feel free to contribute to the relief agency of your choice. And now, to lighten the mood a bit, on to the comedy. Here's your bill, sir. You all have a great evening.
Thank you. No tip.
Excuse me?
Yes?
Did I hear you correctly? Did you say no tip?
Yes.
Well, isn't that nice? No tip. You know, I'm so glad I could have been of service to you this evening, even though you say no tip. In fact, I was speaking with the other servers and I mentioned what a joy it was serving this table. How happy I was to take your table's beverage order, carefully going around the table clockwise. And any appetizers, I asked? I don't think so, you replied. Imagine my sheer delight when, upon returning with the drinks, everyone at the table suddenly wanted appetizers and insisted on going counterclockwise with their orders. And I appreciate how you helped me memorize the specials and salad dressing options by making me repeat them several times. I was also delighted to blindly judge your palate's tolerance levels when you asked me to decide if the chicken was too spicy for you or if the pasta had too much garlic. And you certainly kept me on my toes each time someone at your table said, "Oh, that sounds wonderful. Change my order to that instead." When you needed to get my attention, I was enraptured by your inability to remember my name, even though I mentioned it twice and have it displayed on this big honkin' name tag. I brought you extra butter, extra ketchup, extra cream for your complimentary 15 extra refills of coffee, extra doggy bags, and extra spoons and forks for dessert. And speaking of dessert, I brought you a complimentary cupcake and got the other servers to sing happy birthday to you. Not some lame generic birthday cheer, but happy birthday, even though this is the third time this year you've claimed that it is your birthday. I even put a smiley face on your bill, for crying out loud. Isn't that worth something? Why, oh, why have you turned on me?
I meant there's no tip on this pen. It's broken. See?
Oh. Yes, I see. Well, here you go. I assume this means no tip?
Oh, no. I have a tip for you. Find another job.
Yes, I thought so.
That's it. We're done. Bye-bye.